Hello and welcome to the Magical Midlife Podcast, where you get a refreshing, uplifting and optimistic perspective on life in your 40s and 50s. I'm your host, Lindsay DeSwart, and I'm delighted that you've joined us here today. So let's jump right in. Hello, welcome back. It's Lindsay. Today it's a solo episode because I wanted to share something with you that I'm seeing so much of just now. And if you're struggling with it, then I want to help you too, just by what's been coming up with clients this last week and also in the circle. So are you in a position right now that maybe you know some sort of, you know, natural or woo, shall we call it woo-woo, as other people like to call it, although I think it's the best place in the world to be living in woo. But if you are either waking up to a bit more woo, you're becoming a bit more open to some other new ideas and concepts, or alternatively, you've been in the woo world for a long, long time, but all of a sudden what you're doing doesn't actually feel like it's working too well, then that seems to be what is coming up for people. Just going, oh my goodness, what am I even doing? Why am I doing this? What's going on? Nothing's working. I'm bored. I'm frustrated. I'm stuck. I'm lost. So if any of those sound like you at the moment, then this episode is going to be ideal for you, because I want to share the sort of work that I'm doing with clients who've decided to really dive in and to discover their woo. Anyway, whilst I was in the forest this morning, I was thinking about you and I thought, well, hold on a second. What is going on that so many people are feeling so challenged by this awakening that's meant to be so powerful, so incredible, that in some former existence we've signed up to be here at this time, right now, and so why is it feeling so challenging? And my belief and understanding from what's going on around us is the reason it's so challenging is because we have never been in this place before. It's so powerful, and so many people are waking up, and also it's happening really fast. So what we're used to was the old structured way of being. It felt a lot more like anything woo had no credibility and was given no real kudos. And the only way to succeed was to plan, to set goals, to, you know, work with boundaries. And now actually it's proving that those are holding us back rather than propelling us forward, which is completely the opposite of what we've all been taught. So funnily enough, that's why it's obviously feeling so damn awkward, because we're having to exist in a whole new way in order to find success and progression. And of course, success goes hand in hand with progression in the old way we've been programmed. It might be that actually progression isn't success and success isn't progression. So if that doesn't confuse you, I don't know what will. A couple of factors come into play with this, which I want to touch on. One is divine timing. You may well have heard about divine timing, and it can be the most frustrating thing in the world, because if you've been told to sit and wait or meditate on it or ponder on it, and therefore you'll get the answers, that's fine. But if you're used to getting the answers and trying to control the outcome, to be told to just sit and wait is absolutely maddening. And I totally get it, because I am coming out of the other side of probably a year and a bit's incubating period, shall we say. But what's so funny about it, and I'm going to share it from a real, you know, open heart perspective, because I think it's the only thing I can do, actually, to be honest and open with you. The thing that kept me safe a year and a half ago when I moved back to England is the thing that's now keeping me stuck. And you can still say, but there are certain aspects which are keeping you safe. And in every logical way of thinking, going with the known is the safe road. And actually, now we're in a time where going with the known is probably what's keeping you stuck and frustrated. So let me give you an example. One of my clients, or actually quite a few of them, they're all looking in the same position right now. They are almost yearning to go back to what they know in, let's say, corporate world, even though they are really awake spiritually and they are totally comfortable being in the land of woo. But all of a sudden, in order to progress in the land of woo, they want to rely on their old structure and yeah, the old way of being. They want to rely on that in order to progress them in the world of woo. Now, you might actually see how that all works quite badly, but you can also understand why you would want to run back to what's safe. I mean, it's totally logical. It's totally understandable. And progressing in our current world of woo is neither logical nor understandable, which is why it's so difficult. And at the same time, it's so easy, because what this requires you to do is to actually just be quiet, just find some space, find some time, and go with what feels joyful, natural. And even though it might be new and it might seem like it's a bit risky, there is an underlying feeling that you know it's the right step. And actually, the challenge in all of it is overriding you second-guessing yourself. So, for example, one conversation I had with somebody this week, she knew what she wanted to do because she loved it so much. Yet she wanted to rely on her old structure of her business in order to get further ahead. And so I said, but what about the thing that you love and brings you so much joy? What about if that might be your next step? And I, you know, obviously I'm not saying that it definitely is or it isn't, but if you don't explore what brings you joy, then what other compass have you got? We did some exercises where she tuned into her heart to find out what was really true for her and what felt really just authentic and beautiful within her body. And she realised that if she went back to doing things the way she used to do, then she actually wouldn't be serving her clients and customers in the best way she could now that she's evolved and grown into the fabulous woman that she is today. So in order to be true and move with the current energy in the current times, she has to let go of what feels so safe, because that's what's being demanded of her and that's what people are asking for. So it's a really tricky time. I mean, there's another client, same thing. She has a foot in corporate business and she has a foot in her natural woo-woo business. And she desperately wants to move forward with her woo-woo business, but obviously she wants to rely on her old business for safety, and totally understand that, other than her old business that she's been doing for so many years, no longer brings her any joy. So how can she move forward with a new energy if she's tapping into an energy that she's clearly been given signs about that it doesn't bring her joy anymore? And it's also coming up in circle. People are coming with some big issues, some, like, you know, big hairy issues like shame and stuff like that was one we worked on a few weeks ago. And yet when you start to follow the signs of what brings you joy and what really makes your heart sing, some of those heavier energies are really easy to let go of. So you're probably going to be in one of two camps at the moment. You're either in the camp that you are waking up and you're becoming more intuitive, or you're trusting your judgment more, and much as you would love to do that, it feels really unsafe. And the other school of thought, or the other camp, is that you're already in the world of woo and you've been doing it for a long, long time, but all of a sudden the stuff that you used to do just doesn't feel safe or doesn't feel interesting or enough anymore. It doesn't feel powerful enough. So in either case, what I would suggest is, yes, you do go inside to reflect on your next steps, but actually let go of the idea of it being about the next steps and just contemplate what feels the best, what feels like it's a really good decision. It could be that you follow your heart and, I don't know, you're into more creativity, or you're doing a different type of exercise, a different type of practice. Whichever it is for you, allow that to be the ultimate guide. Because when you tap into that, if you just check in, you will probably feel that that feels expansive. Whereas when you check in with the old, let's say, safe, obviously air quotes, fingers as air quotes, when you check in with what feels safe, you might find actually that feels like it's been and gone. You know, that day has happened and it doesn't fill you with energy. So just check in with your heart. Now, obviously, if you're driving, you can't do this. But if you're at home at all or in the kitchen doing dinner or whatever you might be doing right now, just close your eyes for a second and try on the idea of whatever it is that you're thinking might be the next step and see how that feels. Let your thoughts go right down into your heart and really feel into how that feels. So it could be yoga, it could be writing a book, could be singing, dancing, whatever it is, a new practice maybe, a new modality. Go into your heart and see how that feels. Now, if you feel that your heart is just excited or expansive or it just feels alive, then that's your next step. And now do it with, just sort of open your eyes, shake that off a bit, shake the energy. And now do it with what you know and what you've been relying on as your safety net. Now tune into that energy, take that down to your heart and see how that feels. And how does your heart feel when you really run that idea through it? So it could be an old business. It could be your corporate job. You know what it is. And tune into whatever that sense is and see how it feels. And you will get a really clear idea about which is the right step forward. And my encouragement to you is, as soon as you possibly can, before you get the chance to talk yourself out of it, take one action towards the thing that brings you much joy. And when you take one action towards that, that means you're in aligned action. And aligned action is actually where your results start changing. And when I say aligned action, I don't mean start making a plan as to how that becomes your new business venture or as to how that's going to make you money to retire on. That's not what I mean. If yoga is your expansive thought, then just make sure that you've got either some classes booked or some practice booked, or maybe even go and do some yoga now or first thing in the morning. But just allow yourself to take action towards that. If you are starting to wake up more to your intuition and you really need maybe some guidance, or you feel like a safe container, then perhaps start listening to some more spiritual podcasts or reading a spiritual book that's probably been in your awareness. You probably had two or three people recommend a book and you haven't got around to picking it up. So whatever that book is that people are recommended, two or three different people are recommended, go and get that book. And if you haven't got a book like that, one of my favourites is The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. And I've listened to that countless times and I've mentioned it countless times on here as well. So if you haven't got another alternative or you haven't been recommended something many, many times, then I'd suggest that you go and look at that, because that's super cool. And what I also really recommend is right now that you're really gentle with moving forward with your next steps, because this isn't a sort of beating yourself up kind of energy. This is a real allowing yourself to feel your way forward. So a bit like the energy of Jaguar that we tune into with the shamanic animals, it's a very powerful, yet it's a very powerful but sensitive energy. And so just imagine that you're just taking one step forward, but it's not a bold, confident, I know the end goal type of step. That's not what this is about at all. This is, let me take a step forward. Let me feel it out. Let me step into it. Let me bring my whole self to it and see how that feels. And don't expect an answer. Don't expect a result, but just allow yourself to feel for the first step. And then depending on that feels, maybe then the next step. And be okay with the fact that that progress may be slow. Because when you start talking or hearing even about divine timing is a miraculous thing. Sometimes it can take what seems like an age for something to happen. And then as soon as the timing is right, everything changes so fast, there is no way that you could plan for anything to change that fast. So that's what divine timing is all about. And it might be that it's with the seasons. It might be that there's certain stages in your life. But divine timing is an incredible concept. But you cannot fight it. You cannot challenge it. You need to almost surrender to it, which just in itself, some people, when I say surrender, you can see the heckles going up and they're just like, oh no, not surrendering. No, what's going to happen? I won't be in control. And that's exactly what's going to happen. You won't be in control. And that's exactly the place that you need to be in order to allow some higher energy to guide you on this magical journey that actually we're all being called to step into. And now is perfect timing, but it doesn't mean it's going to happen fast immediately, because you've got layers to shed, you've got a whole new being to get used to, so you can allow in this new energy. You've got to learn to receive, you've got to learn, not gratitude as in, you know, I'm just going to write all my gratitudes and know full well that I don't really want some of this, but I've got to be grateful for it, because that's what I've been told is going to get me my results. You have to settle into it in a very different way. It's almost you have to soften to it and really release that outcome. And as you soften to things and you really release that outcome, you will find that things start to shift and manifest in a very different way. So I want to give you a practical example of it. I have a wall chart just on my wall in my desk in front of me. And on that wall chart, sometimes if there's something that I really want to happen, but I don't know when or how it's going to happen, I kind of pluck a date out of thin air and put that on the calendar. And every time I look at the calendar, which is quite frequently, because it's right in front of me, I can't really help it. Every time I look at that calendar, I see that little date sitting there. And I'm not working it backwards saying, okay, well, that's how I'm going to achieve the date. It's going to take those logical steps to get there. It's more a question of when I look at the date, I go, I wonder how that's going to happen. I wonder. And then I start focusing on actually the things that I am doing that bring me joy. And then lo and behold, some of those dates that I've actually had written up there for a while, somehow, magically, things line up. And all I've had to do is do one small Google search and a whole domino effect of things happen that then make it possible. And then with another date, I'd put it on the calendar, and then the other person involved in setting that timeline, when we had our phone call, suggested those exact dates as to when everything should change. And there's no way I could have planned it. But just because I was taking aligned action, I truly believe that is how everything changed so quickly and actually with such joy. And for the last number of weeks, certainly, I just feel that there has been such a massive shift. But I'm not joking when I say it has taken over a year. And all I've done in this year is I've just kept following the guidance, kept following the guidance, kept surrendering, kept clearing the layers. And now I feel like a different person with different opportunities. I'm seeing different results, but none of them are anything I planned. I set the intention, I gave it some attention, and then I had to let go and give it no attention. So I know you've heard me talk about that before, because it's a principle that I absolutely love. So I hope that's helpful. I would love to be able to say, look, you know, you write down this list or you take these steps and everything will change immediately. But I'd be completely lying if I said that to you. And so I'm not going to, because this is all about being real, being open, being honest with yourself. And for me to be honest and open with you about what I'm experiencing at the moment, because obviously the people that I talk to, they open up their hearts and souls to me when we work together. And so I hear their biggest fears, and I hear their concerns, but also their deepest hopes and dreams. that they want to achieve and then what they believe is holding them back. The crazy thing is we're all being held back by the same thing. And the same thing is trying to push things on our timescale, in our own direction, with our planning. And that is not what the energy requires right now. It is so much softer. So if there's any support that I can give you, please come over to the Magical Midlife Facebook group. In that group, you will see everything being released first of all. So when I have coaching spots, one-to-one coaching spots come up, I put those in the group. When I release a course in the new year, the first place that will be is in the Magical Midlife group. So please come and join it. And that way you'll be first to know about it because there'll be an early bird special. And I just really want to help you and support you through this time because it's a fantastically exciting time, but it's also a challenge. And I totally get that. Okay. So I will see you in the next episode. Please come over to the Magical Midlife Facebook group. I can't wait to see you in there. You can always message me through Facebook or DM me on Insta. And I can't wait to answer questions and give you any help through these interesting times. Okay. See you on the next episode. Bye. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you've enjoyed the conversation, please come and leave a review. If you go to the Apple Podcasts app and scroll down to the bottom of the podcast page, and then you'll find the ratings and review section. Please invite your friends to come and listen by sharing the link. And you can join the conversation and let me know who you'd like to hear interviewed and what topics you'd like discussed over at Facebook and the Magical Midlife group. You can also find me on Instagram at Lindsay DeSwart, where the conversation will also continue. I can't wait to see you on the next episode. And once again, keep living your magical midlife.